and the mute mind shoving in the shochem in mute is effective. Mechtel mechtel kos ein isai bisman shemisavim actually ideal mikve. So there are two pshat in definition. One pshat is this is how the Rash explains it. The Rash explains this Mishneh. Emesai bizman shenisavin actually agil mikve. But so when do we say that Hamshocha is effective? And mute of the Memsor only if the Amshocha took place, if the Shuvim did not come into the mikveh by themselves, but only in a mixed state, as here, they became mixed outside the mikveh, and then with Rov being mikshonim, and then they glided down, they poured into the mikveh the Amshocha. So since the shuvim, the heretofore shuvim water, let's say uteso, shuvim water, so did not come into the mikveh by itself, but together with the mikshomim, and mikshomim is rov, so mele hamshocha has the effect of being mafkia the psul of shuvim. But if the shuvim, the yuteso, or even gimulugim so, come into the mikveh by themselves, then you cannot be mafkia the psul of shuv by channeling it into another mikveh and through amshoch. That's the shite of the. This is how the Rash explains Mishneh. But Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov says in Mure Mikve Shiyesh Bechofalef So Mikshomim Mimale Bikatef Yuteso Upeiskon Mikve Bamshochem in Teri. That means even though the Yuteso comes in through Amshoche by itself, not Bitaruves with the Mikshomim that is off. So it also Amshoche is effective. That's Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov is chilik on the Tana of our Mishneh, the Rash says. According to the Tana of the Mishneh, and we pass like Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, the Rash says, is made. But the Tana of our Mishneh, he holds that Amshoche is only effective if the Shuvim don't come into the mikveh by itself, but they come at already in a mixed state. So then Hamshach is effective. In other words, how is that to be explained? It's be explained on the basis there are two kinds of, I think you mentioned it, of shov. One psul of shov means that he doesn't have a chalishem mikveh, doesn't even have a chalishem main mikveh, but there is a locha of bitul derov, of rubiti kule. So if in the chotzer, so yutes so shuvim, am nisariv with chafalev so mikshomim, so then we say rubiti kule, since the rov is mei mikveh, so the miut loses his identity, and the miut also becomes mei mikveh. There is a din of bitul derov of rubiki kule, so it has a chalishem mei mikveh. But there is another psul, the rabbanon of gimulug in mayim shov, even if it has a chalishem mikveh, it's still possible. So then we have to resort to hamshoche. Hamshoche is mafkia the psul of shov, but hamshoche is incapable of conferring a chalishem mikveh if before hamshoche he did not have a chalishem mikveh. So that's why the Tane of our Mishneh, according to the Rash, holds emesai bishman shemisavin actually agel mikveh. if the utes of shuvim were commingled to tofalef shav mikshomim, mimele to bitul grov and rubiki kulei. So everything has a halisha mikveh, because the identity of the maim shuvim is lost. But without hamshoch, it's still possible, because there is takonas chachomim that gimul lugim maim shuvim puzzles. So you should say, how can there be a psul of shuvim? It's bottle of 1,000 times. That's the psul mirabon, that it puzzles. But a halishan mikveh it has, because of bitul berov, since the yutesso shuvim were commingled inside with chafalef so mikshomim, so everything, every drop has a halishan mikveh, may mikveh, but it's still puzzle, because it has gimlugim shuvim, so it puzzles the whole mikveh. But it's a puzzle mikveh, not no mikveh altogether, a puzzle mikveh. So Amshoche can be mafkia. Mashein kein, in the case where you have the mikveh chofalev so, mikshomim, then for Amshoche you manipulate that you test so my mshuvim should fall into it. It's not kosher, because the Amshoche can be mafkia, the psul, but the yuteso mikshomim may maim shuvim do not have a halishem may mikveh. So how can you to amshoche confer a halishem may mikveh? And this is the tane of our, that's the shite of the tane of our mishne. So this is how the Rash explains it. Emesai bisman shemisavim actually get mikveh, but if it comes in from Shoche by itself, so Shoche is not effective. Hoyo mitalchim b'sechamayim im yodua shenofal l'seichei arboi yusol mayim k'sheirim ad shel yered l'seichei shlei shalugim mayim shuvim kosher v'im lav posel. Again, according to the Rash, the pshat is v'im lav, if they want nisarev out in the chotzer, outside the mikveh, so even if the meal, the yuteso, comes into the mikveh for amshoche, it's still possible. That's the Rash pshat. But the Rash, but how about Rabbi Zabi Yaakov, who says, mikveh sheyesh b'chofalef so, mikshomim mimale b'katef yuteso, u'peiskon the mikveh, b'amshoch v'mteirim, so Rabbi Zabi Yaakov is chilek on our Mishneh, and we pass on like Rabbi Zabi Yaakov. But the Rav Batinore, he doesn't explain the Mishneh like the Rash and the Rosh, and he explains the Mishneh like the Rambam. So Mimele, he explains, let's see the Losh. Mayim shuvim shim tzumim mikveh umik shumim akshirim shim tzavu b'chotzer b'yuko. Gumo shamayim iskapsim benu al mayim samoro umishomnim shechub yod l'mikveh. Im rei mina kosher kim shechal ufso mehem mikshomim v'yutez mayim shuvim is kosher hoi mikalkum shechal mayim shal yod l'mikveh al deyam shoche. Not as the Rash and the Rosh explain it, v'im lav, that they didn't become nisarev outside the mikveh, so then it's possible even if the mute of the maim shuvim came into the mikveh, poured into the mikveh to amshoch. No, if it's to amshoch, it doesn't matter. Vim lav it means if it was dumped into the mikveh directly, not to amshoch, and there was no mem so in the mikveh at the time it was dumped. Don't be your dying into the mikveh, then it's possible. So, and that's the pshat of the Rambam also in Mishnah. Hoy mikal tzichamayim shul yod mikal deyam shochet v'rachotzer v'yuk omal samaro el b'nat heilun asmu mikal tzicham mikveh v'in laf posel gimulu gimani shuvim peislit kishinofel mikveh shaloi kideracham shochet avol deracham shochet in peislin ashi yoriv mayim shuvim afla mayim shuvim bifnei atzmon shaloi nisa avu b'ksheirim ein peislin, not like the Rash and the Rosh. ein Peislinger am Schocher aber reif, die gehen mit welche nicht behoffen. Gefall es so mit Schomim im Malle Bikate und Mamscher, das haben wir mit Jakob Schitte, so der Rasch und Rosh sei, aber so mit Jakob ist völlig an der Mischne, wo der Rabbin von Norris says, no, it's in conformity to the Rabbi Jakob. Mit welche ich auf so, auf so mit Schomim im Malle Bikate Mamscher, es riet es so, meinem Schulen wie Koscher, hol über ihn, meinem Scheren wie Chen, Alochen.
What's the translation of the last part? He took by his, with his shoulder?
What?
The translation of the last part.
Which last part? Malabikatev with his hands.
Yeah.
He picks up with his fist water and he dumps it outside the mikveh and then he manipulates that it should glide into the mikveh.
Oh, glide in. He doesn't throw it directly into the mikveh.
He just dumps it directly on the ground.
And then
3-4 him away from the shore of the mikveh. And then gradually it glides into the mikveh. So that's Hamshach. Hasheiti shebisara, eimali mimeno veimikachim bo, veimazi mimeno veimitzricho samitos. Sheiti shebisara, so the Rav says, even halulo shal sfas amayon, והמים נכנסים לו דרך חיר שבדייפנו ומשקים בו הבניס. And this is how the Rambam in Pirush HaMishne explains it. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishne explains it. Here and in Pirkei of Por, the same Mishne is in Pirkei of Por. In other words, that it has reference to a natural shakes. That means Yitzchilas V'yosi was like that. Not a stone that was installed in the karke, but a natural shakes. Then the Rabban Batanore says, no, something else. But here he says, even halulo shal svasamay, that means it's a natural shakes, not an installed shakes. V'amayim nechnosim lo derech hur shebedeifno, umashkin bu'abeimes, so it's certainly not the kele. Doesn't even involve the shaila of Tolush Lisef Chidrei, because it's mechuber from sheishes im ebreishes. It's in natural sheikis. E mimal mimeno. In other words, mayim mechatos, because the exercise of free is that you have to fill up mayim chayim in a kele. You can't fill it up in something that is mechuber lekarka. There, the requirement is davkei kele. You have to fill up a kele with maim chaim from a mayon, then you take the eifer of the pora adume and you dump it into the maim chaim. So the requirement with raise is in kiddush mechatos to fill up a kele with maim chaim. But Sheikh Shabisala, you can't fill it up, Mechaim, because it doesn't have a Chalishan Kele. It's part and parcel of the Karake. It's a natural rock that is hollow. It's a natural rock that is hollow. In Malmeno, they may catch him, but a nasty nefer, poro alma, alamayim shebsecho. Suppose water came in by itself, you know, into the hollow Sheikhs. And you want to pour in the ether of the poradume, you can do it because it has to be done in a keli.
Oh, this is not a keli.
Kli, the Torah says.
Man chayin al
keli. So, v'mikachim bo ineis nifa por ala mayin shebseichon de nechshuba kli. V'hoche. So, like this, he said, even chalulo shal svasamay. So, Pashtus is that he applies the Mishneh to a natural shakes, not a shakes that was installed in near the Mayon. So, in other words, that's like the Rambam's Pshat in Pirkei of Por, the same Mishneh is in Pirkei of Por. But then he says, like the Rash and the Rosh in Pirkei of Por, not here, but it's in Pirkei of Por. So, they say that the Mishnah is referenced not to a natural shakes that is halam sheishi breishis. He took a rock and he installed it. A rock, he told it to get a rock that was carved out from a mountain, you know. And then he took it and he installed it near the Mayon. And then he hallowed, he made it hallow. First he installed the rock. First he knocked out the rocky stone from the mountain. Then he took the stone that had no hollowness in it and he installed it near the Mayon. Then, after he installed it near the Mayon, he started to hollow it out. And then he filled it up with Mayim Chaim. So he says, Hasheiki. No, so then it's good. No, he says, he applies it to the case. He knocked out his stone, a rock from the mountain. Then he hollowed it out. And after he hollowed it out with the teich, with the kibu, he installed it near the Mayon. So mele it's hockey cable, safe cover. So hockey cable, safe cover, so that means it has it halation kele pitolch. So mele, since it has a halation kele pitolch, some mele it's possible likidush mechatos, because like tzinah shechoki kevli safe kovei, so then that we say tzinah shechoki kevli safe kovei, so any mind that goes through the tzinah becomes shov, but kovli safe choki kei does not become shov. Why? Because if it's hockey cave lip safe kovei, so it had the halation kele bitolosh. But if it's kovei safe hockey kei, so it didn't have the halation kele bitolosh. So maybe it doesn't puzzle it into Mayim Shuvim. So the Rav Batinor, and that's the Rash and the Rosh in Perikei of Por, not like the Rambam. So they apply the same thing, Ligabe. Kiddush mechatos. So let's see. So he says, the inesnin vihoche mayre bisela mechuber shechokike vafulutolu shechibri lisifchokike. Why does he say vafulutolu shechibri lisifchokike? Because hoyo vile hoyo olof shechibri bitolush in the choshev kli. But suppose it will be a hot covetly safe hockey k, then it will be a kele, and then it could be used for kiddush mechatos, and then it would require its tzamit posel. Now, vein a tzricha tzamit posel. What's the aloch of tzamit posel? The aloch is that if you have a klicharis, and if you are machnis klicharis, into a bais in which there is a kazais in an es, so then the klicharis becomes stone. But suppose there is a tzamit posel on the klicharis, tzamit posel means that the opening is covered, and not covered just superficially, but tightly covered. In other words, there is not a single crack. Tzamit posel means so tightly covered that there are no cracks. You couldn't push in the needle, through the cracks. Suppose you put a cork into the opening of the chares, but there are vacant spaces, and you can push in the cracks a number of needles, so then it's not tzamit posel. Tzamit posel, that's the parshin of Hukas. The tzamit posel means that it's tightly covered. No cracks. You couldn't push in a needle, a thin needle. You couldn't push in through the cracks. So that's the aloche by Kehle. One second, please. A klicheres cannot be kabel tume, even if it enters a bais, even if it's placed in a bais in which there is a mess. Let's say, suppose you put a klicheres in a chapel where there is a mess, so then the klicheres becomes tummy. But if you want the klicheres not to become tummy and still keep it in a chapel house, in chapel room, so you have to cover it tightly, the klicheres, that there wouldn't be any vacant space. You couldn't even push in a needle through the vacant space. That's how it was. Mashenkin by bais. So suppose you have two rooms, and one room opens into the other. So if the door is closed and there is a mess in room number one, and there is somebody, there is a chaos in room number two, as long as the door is kept closed, so the tumah is not yetzis, so the kohen is allowed to stay in room number two, as long as you keep the door closed. As long as you keep the door closed, you see, for this reason, you know, you'll hear a psak by certain poskim today. Today everybody paskens all kinds of shailos, that the kohen is not allowed to visit the chele in hospital. It's a wrong psak, and I don't like to mix in, even if somebody paskens k'neged adin, but if it's l'chumre, why do I have to say that it's incorrect? But sometimes when a certain chumre is at the expense of mitzvahs b'nod l'chavere, so then I make it my business to speak out against such psak. You hear psalking, oh, Kayen, you cannot visit your father, your mother, she's in the hospital. Because in every hospital there is
a mess.
The mess is not in the room that you visit the sick person. How do you call that room? I mean,
the morgue.
The what?
The morgue.
The morgue, okay. So the morgue is kept closed. And in other words, only there'll be such a situation that all the doors between the room of the sick person and the room, you know, of the morgue will be open, so then the tumor begins. But that's highly unusual. Highly unusual. And then the other possibility is maybe Chas v'Sholem, when you visit, let's say, a sick patient, so then another person in the next door might be dying, and the doors, both doors will be open. That's a Chosher Chayk. We don't have to be Cheshish for Chosher Chayk. We go, most of the times it doesn't happen. But when a person dies in a certain room, he is immediately taken to the morgue. And the morgue is closed in order to enter the room of the morgue where the mess is kept. So you have to enter one room and then in another room. That's the way it is. So there is no pisiach tefach, al tefach, perum tefach, through which the tumah is yetzis. So mimele, there is no isa for a kohen to be mevakachel in hospital. And that psak is against the din. And some people think, as long as they are machmir, that's tzidkes. No, that's not tzidkes. If somebody has a kohen, has a sick mother or a sick wife in the hospital, and he's not going to be mivakachele her because of a wrong psak, so it's azoyes, plain and simple. Why doesn't he become tomei after all? There is a mess in the morgue. The answer is because the door is closed. So unless it's open to the extent of Pesach Tefach, Birum Tefach, so then the tumah is yetzis. The tumah is yetzis. Now, years ago in New York, there were certain small hospitals where the mess was taken in and the mess was taken out for the same entrance that people used in entering the hospital. So, small hospitals. Today I don't think there are such hospitals. But I remember in New York and Washington Heights 30 years ago, there was such a small hospital. You had only one door. So everybody used that door. When a person, the doctor, the nurses, and the visitors, everybody used the door, and the mess was taken out, also taken out the same door. But today, in all the hospitals, they have a special door through which the mess is taken out. A visitor does not use the door. But in a small hospital, where there is only one door, then it was also for a kohen to visit the chele, because there is a loche that if sof tumo lotzis bay, so it's mitame. Machlekes between Shach and others was the Raisa and the Rabbanon. Some mele it was osa, but in the big hospitals today, in every hospital, there is a special door that is used. Some mele there is no isa. So the mazi. So he says the nitzrichot samit posu. So he says. So another sheikish abisela does not have a halish and kele. So it's karka. So mele, as long as you cover up the opening of the sheikis, and less than a tefach is open, so tumi is not yetzis. Had it been a kele, so then even a mashu should be mashu, vacant space would be mafkia the din of summit post, veini tzricha summit post, veini pisala samikve. Suppose it was a real kele, and then he installed it in the karke. So then it is v'chibro b'sid. So even though it was installed, but tolush l'sif chibro is avetolush. So mele, and so then it's mimalim bo, mkachim bo, mazim menu, utzriho samit posel. Then it's like a kele. So tumei is yetzei sivim as long as it's not tightly covered. Upisaras samikve nikvo milmato min atzad vein yocheli kabel mayim kol sheim iskeo. In other words, suppose it is nikvo milmato. It has a nekef in the shulayim, in the ground of the sheikes. And of the kele, I mean, he is dealing with the sheikis that is a real kele. He installed it in Karaka, and there is a small nekef, and some mele, it doesn't become shov, because if it has the smallest nekef, so every drop of water will leak out. Some mele, it cannot be mikabel water, it cannot contain water. So mele, any water that goes through it does not become shov. Or even if the nekef is not in shulayim mamish, but in the deifen, but if it is in the deifen, very low in the deifen, let's say that this is the wall of the kele, of the sheikis, and the nekef is very low. So in other words, as a result of the nekef being so low, so no water could be cut. If it's high, so then beneath the nekef, water could be contained. So maybe it becomes shov. But it be so low, mamish, near the ground, so it couldn't keep any water. So maybe it doesn't become posle shov. Nitvol mato oy min atzad, but it is so low in the deifen that niachil kabumayim kol shem shiro v'chamo yie binekev ki shveras aneid. So there are two pshotim in that mishnah. The Rashi discusses it. The question is whether the chamo yie binekev ki shveras aneid has reference to mikveh or to gabi shuvim. The Pashto Saloshin of the Mishnah is mashma that it is reference to Shuvim. In other words, suppose there is water that is filled up in the sheikes, and then it goes through the sheikes into the mikveh. Does it become shov? So it becomes shov if it's a kele. So how large must the nekev be that it shouldn't become shov if it is large kishveras aneid? That's one pshat. But from the Gemara in Yevomes is mashma that chamo yeh nekev kishveras aneid has reference not to the psul of shov but to the psul of mikveh. In other words, suppose you have water in a kele and you place it near the mikveh, and if there is nekev from through which water goes from the mikveh into the kele, so in a box, let's say, suppose you have a box and you place the box near the mikveh, and there is a nekev in the wall of the box. So if there is a nekev kishveres aneit, you can be table in the box. From the Gemara in Yevomes, it's mashma, it has reference to the mikveh, not to the psul of shol. V'chamo yeh benekev kishveres aneit. Omer Rabbi Yudah ben Psehre Maise b'sheikis Yehu shehoysa b'Yerushalayim v'hoysa nikuva kishveres aneit v'hoyu kol atare sheb'Yerushalayim nasis al gabo v'sholchu b'shamay v'pachsu sheb'shamay emri mashi at sheyifrisu rubo. So even in nek kishveres aneit does not puzzle, is still does not machshir that keli. Unless it's pursued by Ruvei, or be still aimrim. She, and be still aimrim at Kishvara Sanei. Alright, so it's very late, so Bishamay aimrim at Kishvara Sanei, but be still I'll say no. At Kishvara Sanei is enough to be Machshir. It's very late, so I'm sorry, I have to finish. Okay.
But when you're tovel in that box,
yeah,
on the side of the mikveh, yeah, the neck is...